come on a journey with a cinephile.
Wake up, sucker. We're thieves and we're bad guys. That's exactly what we are.
We was getting too big for our bitches.
Excellent day for an exorcism.
What have you done to its eyes?
I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains in.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Biddy well, little brother. Biddy well.
Hello and welcome, listeners, to a special bonus episode. Here is that a movie that we'll be covering here shortly, and I'll get into it here in just a minute, but my wife decided that she would actually watch that, so let me go ahead and introduce her first. I am joined by Jamie.
Hello.
And I guess first, like, the last time we recorded was Friday the 13th, part 1 and 2, so what have you been up to since then?
Wait, when was that?
Earlier this year, like, Mackenzie was home because you were actually holding her while we recorded.
I remember that, but I didn't remember when that was. Oh, gosh.
It's been the only Friday the 13th of this year.
It's whatever. Fun fact for people, if Sunday starts on, like, the first of the month starts on Sunday, you're going to have a Friday the 13th.
Oh, that's good to know.
Fun fact for you. You're welcome.
Fun fact. So we decided
that... Wait, hold on. So I've been up to... I went back to work. Mm-hmm. I'm writing a paper that's about to be published and an article. I am not sleeping a whole lot. And that's fun.
We're doing better. We've gotten through a couple sleep regressions.
Yeah, it's okay. Some nights are easier than others, but... She makes everything worth it. She's been at daycare. We went through our first illness together.
That's true.
Although she was sick for about 2 days and we were sick for
2 weeks.
I'm going to claim 3 weeks. You got better and then got sick again. So it's been fun. Have kids, they said. It'd be fun, they said.
All right, well, so then the movie we decided to watch was The Exorcist. And partly it was because... I am doing my Traverse of the Threes, and this is a movie I've seen from 1973 that I was going to go ahead and watch since I didn't need necessarily make it a featured review, but Jamie agreed to watch it. But before we get into anything there, let me go ahead and run through this movie, is that it is directed by William Friedkin, written by the same guy who I believe wrote the book of William Peter Blatty. Now, I have read the book back in high school, but it's been a while. This stars Ellen Burstyn, Max von Sydow, and Linda Blair. This is a horror film that is from the United States, currently sitting on an 8.1 on IMDb and a 4.0 on Letterboxd. Synopsis is, when a teenage girl is possessed by a mysterious entity, her mother seeks the help of two priests to save her daughter. So, before we kind of get into the movie itself, I kind of want to know what your history with this movie is, because I know partly you were kind of scared to watch this one, and that kind of held off, because I think we brought up watching this one earlier in the year, and we just kind of not did it. But why did you not want to watch this one? And now that we have, like, or now that we're going to, I guess, is just kind of why you decided to watch this movie.
Well, before I answer that, it just clicked to me why you needed to watch this movie this year. I thought it was for Duncan.
No.
And so I don't know why you kept pushing it. And now
it will be in the summer series next year because this went through for 73.
Okay. That makes more sense why you kept bringing it up so badly. Because usually...
Same thing with The Birds, 1963.
Got it. Because usually if I don't watch a movie in enough time, David just goes ahead and watches it without me. Especially if you have the summer series.
This is one I've seen a lot, so I didn't necessarily have to.
So it makes more sense you weren't on a time crunch. Got it. All right. Anyway, so as my fans would know, but I understand that this might not be where my fans listen to me at, I don't like religious horror movies.
Oh, which is crazy. That's one of my favorite subgenres, if not my favorite.
I don't, born and raised Catholic, not practicing now, but it hits somewhere deep inside. I don't know. It freaks me out. It crosses boundaries. I don't know what it is. So I guess that's probably the best feeling a horror movie writer, anybody wants to invoke on someone. So yeah. I tend to not watch them. I saw this once a long time ago. I don't know if it was in high school or undergrad, but it's been at least 15 years since I've seen it. So I only knew big things. Like, I knew someone died. Mm-hmm. I knew it was the girl. And I knew there was an exorcism. I do remember the head spinning, and I thought she was green.
Mm. Yeah, you said, yeah.
I thought she was green, and I do remember puking in some sexual things. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a whole, 30 seconds throughout the whole movie. Maybe 3 minutes, but I don't remember the finer details as to why or what happens or... Yeah, that's about it, I think.
Okay. So it's pretty much just your former religious proclivities is kind of...
I think
what's
so.
Kind of holding you back.
I guess.
I know, well... And I also know that you've said with, possession movies tend to make it where you have trouble sleeping, so,
yeah.
Oh,
what was the one movie we watched? They're on a farm.
Oh, The Dark and the Wicked.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I still think about that movie. Yeah. That's not a religious movie, but it's a possession movie.
Yeah.
So maybe it's more of the possession piece
that
I don't like. Because what happens if you get possessed? Do I have to kill you? That's terrifying.
It depends on what type of possession we're talking about.
Usually it's almost never good.
That's fair.
So I think that's what it is. But then with the religious thing, I don't know. What if... watching this makes you go to hell. I really don't feel like going there. Mm. I don't know. Mm. But then again, I don't believe it, but I just don't like to be wrong. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to believe a little bit of everything. So I'm kind of right all of the time.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works that way, but...
Probably not well, which is why I'm confused a lot.
Yeah,
so,
that's fair.
Hey, if somebody has advice for me, I'll take it.
Okay. So, for me, I've watched this movie a lot. My parents showed me this one. I probably would have been around, I don't even think I was 13 yet. But I'm pretty... I know.
It's insane.
I was very young to watch this one. I think I read the book when I was probably, 15, 16 years old. By then, my sister and I had watched this movie multiple times. My mom even took me to the theater to watch it when they came out with the new remaster with, the extended director's cut. I know my most recent watch before... before getting to it today will be, I was living with Kaylu, so I would have been in my apartment. So, I remember watching it...
Within the past 5 years?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've watched it then just because...
I
periodically come back to this one.
Letting Mackenzie watch this.
Oh, if she becomes a horror fan, I will show her this one.
Ooh. I don't know. I might veto that.
Yeah, it's actually going to be interesting. This is the first time watching it as a parent, so I'm not really sure how... some of the, mother-daughter relationship stuff that I remember in it is going to affect me, so we will see.
I just can't imagine some of that stuff.
Oh, my mom showed me a lot of weird, more of the classics.
I know, but that's cringe.
Yeah, they knew I could handle it.
I don't know if I can handle it.
I don't even know if this gave me nightmares. I know it scared me.
Well, I just even mean... I don't know.
Now, is there anything else you want to say here for this little opening bit that we have here before I get over to the trailer and get into our thoughts about the movie as we watch it?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So, I will send you over then to the trailer, and we'll be right back.
Somewhere between science... and superstition. There is another world. The world of darkness. Nobody expected it. Nobody believed it. and nothing could stop it.
There are no experts. You probably know as much about possession as most priests. Look, your daughter doesn't say she's a demon. She says she's the devil himself.
I'm telling you that that thing upstairs isn't my daughter. Now, I want you to tell me that you know for a fact that there's nothing wrong with my daughter except in her mind. You tell me you know for a fact that an exorcism wouldn't do any good. You tell me that!
The one hope. The only hope. The Exorcist.
Hello, listeners. I don't believe on this episode this was stated, so I wanted to put this quick disclaimer in here that this episode is going to have spoilers for the movies being covered. Now to get you to your regularly scheduled broadcast. And welcome back. So now we have watched this movie, and so we are back here now to kind of go over our thoughts. So I will turn this over to Jamie as what did you like about this movie?
I did not realize how fast this movie would go.
For two hours, two and a half, two hour, 15 minute movie, depending on the cut.
I had to take a break once that's just because I'm an antsy person, Mackenzie, and...
Yeah, I mean, well, we stopped a couple times. Like, there was one time you needed a break. We also fed Mackenzie, got her up for a nap, had dinner, and then we put her down for the night, and then we finished the movie. So, like, we stopped a couple times, but, like, life is what it is.
That's true. So I like the speed of it, because when I had suggested we watch this, you were shocked.
Yes.
And I'm one... I need breaks in movies just because I'm too antsy of a person. But this one, I wanted to get back to it. Yeah. I just couldn't pay attention anymore. So usually when I take those breaks, this time it was because I wanted to actually watch it. And since you have seen it before, it's fun to go, like, did you see that? Did you put that together? What about this? This is my theory. And it was kind of fun to dialogue some of the different theories that we had. Mm-hmm. And or disagreed on, because that's normal for us.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, you kind of bring a unique perspective, because, like, I was raised Christian, but, like, the first church I went to, I don't know what the denomination was. I know that it was the Church of the Good Shepherd, but I wasn't Catholic. No, I don't know if it was, like, Baptist. I don't know if it was Methodist. I don't know what the things were. I know my grandmother goes to Church of Christ, which I know is like a variation on like puritanical type way of doing things. They don't have like music. Like they sing. Well, they sing the hymns, but there's no music accompanying it. Like, and they're very basic in what they do. They do communion every Sunday, but outside of that, like, it's very just like straight to the point, and, I mean, there's a lot of not great people that go to her church, so, like, it's very doom and gloom at times.
Well, this wasn't even that religious. I mean, obviously an exorcism is a Catholic. You know that they're priests.
Father Karras is a Jesuit.
I mean, you can see that in it, but that's not what its focus was on. Really, more of the focus that I don't remember is about the mother. And when you said she was the leading actress, I was thinking it was the daughter. But really, it's about the mother's struggle.
Not only being a single mother, but also her daughter's sick, and they don't know what's wrong with her.
Right, and just seeing her strife, and she's at wit's end.
Yeah.
Taking care of her, and so that's something that I thought. I mean, you have a strong leading lady who's a mother. I can identify with that a little bit more. I like that it wasn't super religious-based. I mean, of course, there's that element, but it wasn't in your face, so I didn't feel like it was crossing boundaries that I don't even understand. So I like that, and I like how they brought in different characters, and they tied one thing from the beginning multiple times throughout, and I was trying to make links throughout because I have seen it before, but I couldn't do it because I was missing all the big pieces. I forgot about the Ouija board. I forgot about Marin, Father Marin. I didn't know where he came in. And he's the biggest priest because he's the one that actually is the lead exorcist.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, the title is him. Like, he's the exorcist.
And I didn't get that till the end. So I like that it was, for me, it was basically watching a brand new movie.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, because, I mean, some of the things you touched on, like, yeah, two-hour movie doesn't feel like it. Just
no, not
flies
at all.
Right by. I've noticed that the last couple times is that, like...
Now, this is an extended cut, so I'm assuming there's a shorter one.
Yeah, like, according to IMDb, it's 2 hours and 2 minutes. Mine is 2 hours and 12 minutes, so there's a little bit added here and there. I think some of it might just extend some scenes out. I know the spider walk was not in the original, so that's
Got
one
it.
Of the things, like, that's extended. I think there's just some other things that I don't, like, I've seen this version more. Cause, like, we had this on VHS, and then I don't think the only DVD we have is this extended cut.
Okay.
Is of
this. I don't remember the faces popping up ever.
That's, some of that, like, for the most part, like, the face popping up on, like, the hood of the stove, that wasn't in the original. There's another part where that face pops up again. And I know there's one where the door opens, and then you can see the face of the statue of Pazuzu. That's not there. But, like, during the exorcist scene where Reagan is, like, doing it, that's there. I remember that.
Okay.
And then, like, when during the exorcist scene where it goes black and then you see, the face, that's there. I don't remember the face changing during the psychiatrist scene.
When she kind of looked...
it kind of looks like almost like a skeleton.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think that was there in the original.
And smile reminded me of Pennywise.
Yeah. That's actually the real actress, because it's a different actress that plays the possessed, like, the glimpse face that you see.
Is an
actress. And that's actually, I think, her real teeth. They play it up to make them look gross. I've actually, like, Sledgehammer Horror actually interviewed the actress that was the, like...
Child star?
No, there's an older woman who is the more possessed face that you see in the flashes. He actually interviewed her.
Ah, oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah. But I mean, like...
a stunt double, but a possession double.
But there's, like, an older woman, yeah, exactly, that kind of does, like, some of that stuff.
I can see that just because the body looks more developed.
Yeah.
The face isn't quite the same, but there's also makeup and camera angles, so...
Right. Yeah, I mean, kind of also the other thing I wanted to say is, like, yeah, this does really well at developing things that makes more sense the more you watch this. Like, what the opening archaeological scene is. This is really just setting the stage. This is just really setting the stage that Marin has encountered this before and kind of knows a little bit about what he's doing. Like, he's intentionally digging in this place because of that statue. And, I mean, they try to develop this in Exorcist the Beginning or in Dominion, the prequel to The Exorcist. I liked those when I was younger, and then I realized I was dumb. As they're, like, they're kind of messy.
Your tastes just changed.
I've gotten better. We've developed over the years. A little bit of chef's kiss, exactly. But yeah, like, it took me until, like, becoming an adult. This is not so much about the actual exorcism, which is probably, like, the last, like, 30, 40 minutes of
right,
the movie.
That's what I
this
was
is
saying.
Really more about, like, the mother and, like, her struggle with what is happening to her daughter and coming to, which is actually kind of a great idea here. And this is why, like, one of the earliest and best, like, exorcism films that, like, you are more about proving that she's possessed than actually, like, the possession itself.
Right, which I couldn't imagine Mackenzie doing this and then trying to prove it. And then she even said she wasn't religious, so now you're seeking the help of somebody that you don't even believe
just because you're at wit's end.
Yeah, she said she went to 88 doctors.
Yeah, like she...
I mean, that may be exaggerated,
I think it's an exaggeration because she says it when there's... in that room where there's, like, 15 doctors. And I think she's pointing out that, like, there's probably been others involved with it.
Well, of
but
course,
like,
I mean, as a medical professional, if you don't like someone's opinion, you go get another one. And with them, sometimes it's the attending, then a fellow, then four residents, and then you have NPs and APPs, and you have all these other people. So one team could be... 25 plus people.
Yeah. Nuts. Was there any other things that you wanted to go through with likes for this movie?
I don't think so.
Okay. I guess the only thing I would just say is, like, we were talking about it is, we were watching my DVD. My Blu-ray player upscales a bit, and on my 4K TV, this looked amazing.
It was so sharp.
And I mean, what I will say is that the cinematography is amazing. Like, the framing of things is great. You said it
so many times. Look at that framing. What a great angle.
That's one of those things, the more I've watched things, the more I kind of notice that. But this is just a beautiful made movie, and it's edited just amazing. And, like, I love the theme song of Tubular Bells is just, it's very eerie. Yeah,
and especially for how old this movie is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, 50 years old now.
They haven't remade it, have they?
They're talking about, I think, doing... There might have been a TV show, but I think there's actually... I think there might be a trilogy coming out of the guy who did the newest Halloween trilogy of Halloween 2018, Halloween Kills, and Halloween Ends. Is supposed to be doing a remake of this movie. Or like, a requel or something like that. I'm not sure.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm not really sure how I feel about it either.
I mean, we have to watch it.
Yeah, agreed. Because, I mean, I would even say... We'll get to it later. So I think that's all I had then for likes. Did you have any dislikes for this one?
Just some of the... Like, the next spin... Like, there's some things where you're like, that's not believable.
Yeah, that's fair.
But then again, it's an exorcism. I don't know if I believe in that anyway, so I don't know what it would look like.
And yeah.
Then,
I mean, it does make you wonder if somebody spun their head around whether they're possessed or not. Like, wouldn't that kill you because you've severed right. your spinal column?
And, yeah, for real.
Twice.
And I wish I would have understood more about Pazuzu.
See, that, like, they don't ever introduce a name here. I know this because I believe in the second movie they go into that, that's actually the entity's name. And I know it goes into it in, like, the prequels that were there.
Yeah, and I only know it because you said it. And...
That's and it might be in the book. I don't remember the book. It is a sweet name.
So it's Captain Howdy.
Yes, because I have that shirt.
I wish they would have played that part up more. It's so quickly introduced. I didn't remember. I could also blame Mom Brain, but I didn't remember how she got possessed. Like, it was such a
Because you focus more on that she is than, like...
Right, so for me... I would have
comes with watching this multiple times.
Got it. I would have appreciated more of that part. Mm-hmm. So you're like, oh my gosh, it's Captain Howdy. Maybe he would have said something about Iraq or Marin earlier. Like, I would have liked that instead of, it seems so sectioned off.
Yeah.
Oh, pre-life, possessed, after. It just...
Well, I mean, I would even say, like, you have, like, pre-life... Then you have, like, trying to figure out possession.
Right.
Possession. And then, like, an epilogue.
Yeah. I mean, that's a way to put it. So I would have liked to have dived deeper. I didn't need as much about, what's the boxer pastor's name?
Oh, Father Karras.
Yeah. Damn. I didn't really need to know as much about him and his mother.
I really think you only get that just because they really want to establish is he's having a crisis of faith.
I get that.
And he kind of comes back to it when he finds out that she is, in fact, possessed.
Yeah, and I think you could have done that, but just take that 10 minutes because you see him walking, you see him working out, you see him drinking. Like, most people of faith don't take in that kind of alcohol and smoking and stuff. They just, it's not the typical... what's it called? Stereotype that they do.
Yeah.
How many drunk priests do you know? That's fair. Granted, priest is a bad one because they do bad things, but that's just not how I would have liked to have spent some of that time.
That's fair. I can see that. And I mean, like I said, Exorcist 2 is kind of a mess. We'll get back into it because that's one of the things I was going to bring up. So, I mean, do you have any other negatives that you kind of wanted to bring up?
I don't think so.
I mean, I really don't have anything.
I know, you love this movie.
I mean, I can't help it. But...
Number three, right?
Is it top three? It's... For horror movies, it's number four for me.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's... We kind of were going through it as we started the movie, is that Day of the Dead, The Thing, Rosemary's Baby, I prefer that's over right. this... And then this movie.
I've not seen Rosemary's Baby, right?
It's another one that we could do. That one
for your birthday.
That we could. That was. I'd probably rather watch you watch Day of the Dead on my birthday if we're gonna do it.
Haven't I already seen that one?
No, you watched the first 10 seconds of it and then fell asleep.
It was a great nap.
So I watched this with you laying on me, but
it was such a good nap.
Rosemary's Baby was one that I was gonna bring up to you to watch, but it deals with pregnancy, so I didn't think at that time that it would have been a good
probably
one.
Probably if we want more than one kid, we shouldn't watch it.
I think you should watch it because I don't think it's going to ruin us having a second kid if we decide that.
That's fair. Am I going to be terrified of the child we do have?
No.
Okay, then we...
No.
Ooh, Cammy just goosed me.
So I guess the next thing I was going to go into is, where do you think they would go for sequels, actually?
I mean, I feel like they have to follow the girl.
Oh, you're right.
I feel like they would
She comes back for part two.
Okay. Like, what happens after her? She played such a small role in such a... Like, you would think that's all the movie was about. That's all I remembered. So I think you would have to follow her, like...
They do.
What's her... Does she have PTSD? Does she go in and do research about what had happened to her?
It's actually kind of interesting. You're fairly close.
Oh, yay.
Exodus to the Heretic follows a different thing where it kind of goes to Africa for a little bit of it because I think Pazuzu comes back, but I'm not positive on that 100%. I know there's something with, like, Locust, and there's a weird scene where you're, like, on the back of a Locust as it's, like, flying. But she actually goes to, like, an institute in New York City. Now, she's, like, a teen, like, and she looks like a teen. Like, she's much older. And they're doing stuff with, like, hypnotizing her to help because of how deeply possessed she was.
Well, and she was hypnotized in this movie.
Yeah.
So
they do that. The third one's really good, where if we wanted to, we could literally skip two and go right to three.
So you don't like two, you like three.
Three is really good.
Got it.
Now, that one actually brings back the detective and the priest best friend, and they actually bring back Father Karras in a way. I'm not going to say anything more than that, but that one deals with a serial killer.
Would it be a spoiler alert?
It would be. But, like... Father, like, not Father Karras, but there's a killer called the Gemini Killer, I believe, and it takes place a lot in a hospital. Hmm. And what they do with it there is, and it's actually also based off a sequel to the book called Legion that the guy wrote. Hmm. And I actually own and read that book, and it's also pretty good. Then the prequels kind of tell the story of, like, Marin when he was younger and his first encounter in Africa with Pazuzu. Because supposedly The Exorcist is actually based on a true story where there was a... I believe a little boy that got possessed, and like two priests kind of dealt with it. And I think the guy who wrote the book heard about it and then kind of did his own spin on it. I don't know how much truth there is to the real story, but that was like, he heard about it and was like, oh, like I could write like,
I mean, it did well for him.
So if we wanted to watch some of the sequels, we can.
Maybe.
I'm not like,
we have so many movies to watch.
That's fair. If anything, I mean, I'd be really amped to watch The Exorcist 3 again because that one is good. But
put it on the list.
So I guess then to kind of close everything out here, is there any other closing thoughts that you wanted to share for this?
I'm glad we rewatched, or I guess I'm glad I rewatched it because it wasn't nearly as scary as I thought. I still have that mindset that horror movies are all about jump scares, all about loud, me screaming.
That's more of a... It's happened in the past, but that's more of a modern
right construct. So that's always what I go back to, and I think the movies that we've been watching together that creep me out, they're just almost, what if it could be true? I don't like that feeling, and I think that's why I don't like possession. I also work with some people that it reminds me a little bit of schizophrenia. It reminds me a lot of,
well, especially when you were working like helping out in the, like, mental...
psych ward. Like, so to me, it hits a little bit too close to home. And also mental health illness. Everybody has it. Everyone deals differently. And it's just...
Yeah.
What if Mackenzie or Diddy or somebody had this? And I don't know. What if it got really bad?
Yeah. That's fair. No, that's...
So to me, that's where that element of creep... Like, I don't... This now... I think in terms of scary movies, it was probably Gremlins, Stigmata, Exorcist. Now,
we do need to watch Stigmata, too.
Yeah, on the list. Yeah. But now I don't think The Exorcist is as scary. I respect it a whole lot more.
Yeah.
But definitely not as scary. Creepy. But I don't think I would have trouble sleeping.
Okay, well, that's good.
Well, maybe. So he doesn't like to go to bed when I do. I do go to bed really early right now.
She goes to bed and it's still light outside.
Because it's 8:30 and I'm tired. I have to pump still. And Mackenzie, I'm the one that gets up in the middle of the night, which is fine. You do late shift. I do mid shift. You take an early shift. But It's not fun walking through the hallways with a child staring at you and it's dark and if I'm screaming and running, no one in our house will sleep.
No, that's fair, because I mean, to kind of go along with that and then we can close everything out, the Japanese possession movies still terrify me to this day. Like there's times like...
The Ring?
Like
that one still freaks me out.
Not necessarily the American version, but the, like... It's more of like The Grudge, the Japanese version.
That's the one I was thinking.
That gets me so, like, unnerved even now that, like, before I go to bed, like, I'll stare down, like, our hallway to our front door, and I'm like, what if? And then I will
never watch that movie.
And I'm unnerved, so, like...
No, thank you.
Okay, I guess then before we kind of let you shout out anything you wanted to, what would you rate The Exorcist? On whatever scale that slides around to whatever...
7.5 unicorns. No, I probably would give this a solid 8.5, okay. 9.
She's a hard rater, guys.
I know. I don't know what my scale is. It changes depending on my mood and how much David has annoyed me today.
That's fair.
No, but I thought it was a solid movie. It kept my attention. Now I kind of want to dive in a little bit deeper, Google some stuff, and become an expert in all this. Ooh. An armchair reporter, you know? So I thought it was actually a really good movie.
Okay. So, of course, I give this a 10 out of 10.
I am shocked.
Yeah, this was one of my favorites. So then, I guess, do you have any shout-outs you want to do before we close everything out?
Of course. Gotta give some love to our girl, Mackenzie.
She's actually asleep right
now. She's asleep, and it's been so quiet and nice, and I got to drink a little bit of beer tonight.
Yeah.
And then, of course, to Amelia and Jonas, my niece and nephew. Love you all.
All right. Well, then, this is David Garrett Jr. Thank you so much for listening, and I am signing off.
It had been a wonderful evening, and what I needed now to give it the perfect ending.